Okay. All right. So we're ready to move the agenda. We are now up to the committee reports. And the first committee report is the PMB report, and Dan Siegel is asked to make that report. Go ahead, Dan.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Meeting on June the 22nd, there was a lengthy conversation about the agenda. member of the board proposed a new policy for the PMB, which required all members to register their prescriptions with the secretary of the PMB and to provide certification at the beginning of each meeting that they had, in fact, taken their meds. However, this item was defeated. Subsequently, there was an uncontested election to have Afia Nwangaza as the new secretary of the PNB, and despite the long conversation, she was indeed elected. There was a motion made to advance on the agenda of the PNB the report of the audit committee to present new standing rules for the PNB, and after about 45 minutes, that item was added to the agenda, but because of the delay caused by the earlier items, we never got to it. And it perhaps will come up at the next meeting. Then there was a further discussion about the issue of how many PNB meetings there would be for the remainder of this year, that is, in-person meetings. And this topic has consumed the largest part of the agenda of the last three meetings. And ultimately, after many amendments and substitute motions and amendments to substitute motions, the motion was passed to have only one further in-person PNB meeting this year, which will take place on September 23 through 26 in Washington, D.C. And in interest of time, I won't walk you through all the substitutes and amendments and so on that preceded that vote. There was actually some good news at the meeting, which is that the foundation's finances are improving. And the CFO reported that we are $769,000 ahead of budget for the year, and further, that we are $1.6 million better than last year at this point. All stations, with the exception of BAI, have produced positive results. So, a bit of good news amidst all the fun. I'm going to try again on the meds at the next meeting.
I understand from discussion on email that there's a question about our representation on the governance committee. Did that come up at the meeting?
It didn't come up, but it's in fact true that we are lacking a representative to the governance committee and should probably appoint one.
Okay. All right. Tracy?
Yeah, there's actually quite a bit. Okay. WPFW in Washington, D.C. has located an alternative site. It's a building shared with the Gannett newspapers. In many ways, it looks to be a wonderful site for them. They are in the process of going through a negotiating process with the Pacifica Foundation, convincing them that they are indeed a wonderful tenant and will pay their rent every single month, despite the previous year's financials, which of course are catastrophic with the $1.975 million loss. That said, a couple of folks in Washington are doing some heavy advocating on PFW's behalf, and it looks as if there's at least a 50-50 shot that they will get that building. That would be really good news. The landlord is going to help considerably with capital improvements. It's well suited for a radio studio, and their monthly expenses would, on an ongoing basis, be lower than they have been in the city paper building.
Tracy, can I ask you, just in the interest of time, the fact that we're so close to the end, to make it really short. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Not too much detail, please. Thank you.
Well, you know, foundation business is important. WBAI is surveying possible sites. Their lease runs out at the end of 2012. The concern there is whether or not it is workable for them to be outside of the inner Manhattan, Brooklyn, Long Island City axis, and if so, if they could possibly save money in any way, shape, or form. The affiliates task force is doing a survey of all 160 affiliates, asking them what they like about Pacifica, what they don't, and how we can better serve them. As Dan mentioned, the June 30 financials look to be considerably improved and positive from every station but WBAI. So the Finance Committee has received positive budgets from the Archives Division and from Houston, KPFT. We've now received an out-of-balance budget from KPFA. New York, Los Angeles, and Washington are still going through their processes with their LSBs. It looks like everything is on schedule for completed budget approval by September 30th. We are getting quotes from electronic voting companies like VoteNet, who have done a number of union elections, including the New York teachers. I don't know if it's a good idea or not, but the election committee is busy watching voting demos in the hopes of bringing costs down. We are in the process of dealing with the audit deficiencies. As you know, there were several for KPFA. There's a proposal not to get a lockbox at Wells Fargo, but to find an alternate lower-cost system that Maria put together, which is being run by the auditor. The other thing we have to get underway is we have to do a quarterly premium inventory. I had mentioned that at the last meeting and said that perhaps the LSB could help to make that happen, but nobody ever responded. We need to quarterly get in there and count all the premiums. It's important. What else? The $100,000 CD that is left over from the $400,000 that was taken from KPFA in 2008 under the Sherry Gendelman plan will be repaid at the end of the quarter. It might have been already, I'm not sure, but it is under plans to get taken care of this month, which is terrific news. And finally, on the legal front, as mentioned by Andrew, all three complaints filed at the National Labor Relations Board have been dropped by the CWA under threat of dismissal, and Pacifica prevailed in the Amy Allison arbitration. And that's it. There's nothing else on the legal docket that
Thank
I'm
you.
Aware of.
Okay. Any, Susie? Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Are we taking nominations for people on the PNB?
Oh, the Governance Committee.
Yeah. The Governance Committee, are we ready or not? We're not doing that yet?
We need to replace Richard Phelps, is that correct?
Right.
And there was some discussion on email about Aki being interested, and Sasha Futron said she was interested, so I think it's an appropriate item. Is that correct? People ready?
Yeah, I'm going to nominate Sasha Futron for the PNB Governance Committee.
Okay. Do people look concerned? We had quite a back and forth on the LSB email about individuals who are interested in replacing Phelps on the because when Richard Phelps resigned from this committee, this board, he automatically resigned from his positions on the PNB committees. As my research, take that with a grain of salt. But anyway, my research showed that he was only on the governance committee, that was the only committee he was on. We were informed on email, I believe by Tracy, that Aki Tanaka was interested in that position. And then Sasha Futron also indicated that she was interested. If we have more than one candidate interested in this position, we need to have an election. So if people are prepared, we'll move ahead with that. So Sasha Futron has been nominated. Are there any further nominations?
Aki, do you still want to do it? Do you want to be nominated or not? Withdraw? Okay.
Okay. Did I understand Aki to say he was not interested? Yeah. Is that right? Okay. All right. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All right. Seeing no further nominations, then I believe that Sasha will be elected by acclamation as our second representative on the Governance Committee. Thank you. Okay. Is there anything further on the PMB report? Any further discussion on the PMB report? Okay, the next committee report is the Development Committee.
Margie?
I'm sorry, Jack.
I would like to suggest that personnel be made next.
Personality?
Personnel.
Okay, fine. All right.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Andrea.
Yeah.
Development, I think Andrew hit most of the high points. The exciting thing is about the Santa Cruz transmitter. So what we're really trying to do is invite your participation in whatever ways you can. We would love it if you had contacts out there. Check test, get a little feedback there. We would like to have a meeting. What we're trying to do is establish contacts at the Santa Cruz Nonviolent Resource Center, try to gather in the folks in Santa Cruz who we know, who we might be able to gather together as something of a little nucleus, and from there gather their input about how best to publicize the station. Right now, the UC Santa Cruz student radio station broadcasts portions of KPFA's news and Free Speech Radio news already, so we see them as a potential partner in trying to get the word out about the existence of KPFA signal in that area. What we've told Michael and Don are already, like, the work is already happening. So it's a done deal on that level in terms of finding the money. We're saying, yes, we have the money, it's going ahead. But that does not mean that we are not going to do fundraising around that. We certainly want to. But we need help with writing press release, writing press materials. We also discussed contacting the outreach committee and possibly getting the skills of the people in the outreach committee to help us develop some visual materials, some literature and so forth, possibly billboards, possibly advertisements in local papers. Other than that, there was discussion about Ukiah needs a booster, and so we would be looking for a tower there to project from. So there's other development things in the works. What we had asked was that we could go ahead. We wanted to get information from anybody who has it, including Maria, who I know is about getting ready to leave, but about grants that we've gotten in the past and trying to recreate our development history. So what we want to try to do is Andrew's going to be meeting with Kim Klein. If inshallah we get a development director, we would need to help them get started with whatever history we can reconstruct. Apparently, and Maria, maybe you know something about this, where all the information on the history of grants that have been received or applied to by KPFA, if a development director walked in the door, how could we help them to hit the ground running? That's the question. We can't. Anyway, so that's the short of it. And we don't need the outreach committee. We did not meet in this month, other than to table at the Juneteenth event. And so we'll be hopefully meeting within the next couple weeks.
When is the next meeting of the development
group? Oh, thank you. That's July 20th. That's this coming Wednesday at 3:30. At the station. So if there's any, we're not exclusive by any means. So if you have any time or any interest and would like to participate, we would love to have you.
Okay. Anyone have any questions or comments on the report from the Development Committee? Okay, thank you, Andrea. Khan, you want to report on the Personnel Committee?
Well, I think I need a little distance here. Right before I left the country, I arranged to get the ad for the station manager finally approved by the national office, and it was placed in the Chronicle. You told me that last Sunday?
This past Sunday, correct.
Okay, this past Sunday. So what I'm going to do is that Sharam and Andrew now are, whoever, both of you guys were at the station to accept applications. So why don't you report on what the state is now? What I intend to do, since I just got back, is to get a specific copy of that was placed in the Chronicle. Then members of the committee will send out individually to, we have a list of places to place it. And that needs to get done this week, early next week. Andrew, why don't you say what the situation is in terms of applications at this point? Anthony, I'm sorry, what did I say, Andrew?
Yeah, that's right. Although the committee hasn't met for a while, there has been progress. Christine has placed an ad in the Chronicle, last Sunday's Chronicle, which I understand is a FCC requirement. And then she's also placed one in Current, which is the magazine for non-commercial radio, and probably a more fertile ground for finding applicants. I'll send two copies of the Cron ad. I'll send one in each direction to go around, and people can look at them. So the next step now is for the committee to meet again and to look at... make a list of all the other places, hopefully all or nearly all free, where we can place ads, and such as National Association of Black Journalists website, National Association of Hispanic Journalists, et cetera. Presumably, places where we'll reach a national audience. So that's where it stands.
Thank you. Okay. Any questions, discussion, concerns? Okay. Do we know whether we've received any applications yet or not?
Yeah, that was an important addendum. 10 have come in thus far.
How many?
10.
10. Okay.
Most came in some time ago, but presumably by word of mouth. Since that ad has appeared, there have been two others.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Any other comments, questions? Tracy?
Why would you define this as a management finance committee? It's a radio station. Management finance company. Industry, it says business services other. While someone is passing this around, that's not really accurate.
That was placed for us. I had no input in that.
Well, you should probably go back and get it replaced under something sane.
I presume Christine or someone in the national office.
Have you seen it, Kim? Have you ever seen it?
No.
I wrote the ad, and they shocked it and said that the
PMB... Well, I fixed that.
I don't even want to say anything about it. This whole thing started because basically Maria and I sat down and we designed the ad. And that got stopped. It got stopped at the PMB level. And it got stopped because Pacifica said they were going to handle it. They would write the ad and they would take care of it. And, they did in a typical fashion.
Okay. Claire.
Go ahead, Henry.
I think we're misreading this a little bit. I think the on this piece of paper, it begins management/finance in all caps. So I think that's the category. Then comes the word company, followed by Pacifica Foundation, location, Berkeley, and so on. So it's listed as a management job, and then the company... is the Pacifica Foundation. It's badly formatted on paper. Presumably, it looks better on Monster.
That's true.
But
okay, wait. Henry has the floor. Are you done, Henry? I'm sorry.
I'm not necessarily saying this is the right listing, but it doesn't say that we're a management finance company, I think.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. All right. It is what it is. Okay. I urge people to contact their friends and neighbors and tell them the KPFA is looking for a general manager, and if they're interested, to apply. Sasha. Give Sasha a microphone, please.
I'd like to make a motion that we have Pacifica place a new ad in the Sunday Chronicle that has something to do with media personnel management or broadcasting management rather than somebody who might be, you know, working in banking. And I'd also like to know, And the other thing is I'd like to know what the hell the current ad said. I mean, you know, if somebody works in media, I would never read something that's under management finance. Are we trying to chase away and make sure we have no applicants?
Okay.
Well, I'd like to make a motion. Motion that we put a new ad in the Sunday Chronicle that is worded in such a fashion that somebody who actually worked in media and in broadcasting would actually look at it.
Okay. The motion.
I know.
Okay. So Sasha has made a motion that we ask that a new ad be run that refers to radio broadcasting media like that. Is there a second?
Yes.
Thank you. Are there any objections to this motion? Good. This motion passed unanimously. I like that. Okay. All right. Is anything else for the personnel committee? Any other questions, comments, concerns? Okay. Andrea, you basically reported on the outreach committee before. Okay. On the staff reports, Laura Privis is not here today, as you know, and she asked me to report that CWA had been informed by the arbitrator, as Andrew reported earlier today, that he turned down the union's grievance concerning Amy Allison and ruled that her termination was in accordance with the provisions of the contract. UPSO, is there somebody who wants to make an UPSO report?
Well, we haven't met yet this month, so there isn't much to report.
Okay, no meeting yet this month. All right, KFCF report.
Well, we finally came to an agreement with Walter Turner, so he will be speaking at our banquet in November. We also have an author event sometime in September. We haven't actually nailed down the date yet with Michael Parenti about his new book. Also, we may be doing something with PM Press, and I think we have David Barsamian, who does alternative radio, coming in, and I think that's it for the moment in terms of events we have coming up.
It's happening in Fresno. I like that. Okay. All right, so now we're at the item called Old Business. And we have this open discussion on programming, which is in 10 minutes. We keep tabling it. Maybe we should just start.
Let's have it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's start. Yes, Khan. Take a microphone. Khan, take a microphone.
Most stuff. Sasha has written the most stuff on this. Two rather, I thought, quite thoughtful pieces that she sent out to the board. Instead of tabling that, at least I'd like to take the 10 minutes. And I'd like to add, I don't know if she's prepared to do it, but I would like to ask Sasha to actually kind of boil down some of the kind of major points that we make so we start this discussion. Because I have a feeling this is a discussion that's going to take a while. And it will also come up again when the resolution comes up around the programming committee. So, but I think it's a good idea to at least get 10 minutes in now.
Okay. Are you willing to start us off, Sasha?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Can we somehow or other have this sort of up on the agenda, assuming that we bog down in insanity as usual, and actually get to it? Because, I mean, it is the business that we're in, and it makes a difference in terms of everything, including our budget, the kind of programming we had. Well, all the board members have received what I sent out, and one of the thoughts that I had about this sort of beyond that was I think we're talking about what is our mission, what is our purpose in life. And I think our purpose in life is something that we should all be looking at and thinking about what we would like the station to be. And I know we're all saying community radio, but what exactly does that mean? Does that mean that we give various demographic groups a time slot to do whatever they would like in? Does it mean that we do this because my concern, and it does involve the program council eventually, because my fear about the program council is something as simple as that will happen. And I'm looking at it as here we are in 2011, and our country, our economy, the world, everything we look at is sort of falling apart around us rather rapidly. And I personally would like to see us having some role in activating people to protest that. And that would mean, going about that programming schedule in a thoughtful manner that is inclusive, that is absolutely inclusive, and that brings people together rather than separating them out into this is the X group hour, this is the X group half hour because they're a smaller population than that group. I would like us to look at it as a way of how do we motivate people, how do we activate people, how do we give them a voice, how do we all learn more about other communities so that our understanding, all of our understandings and their perspectives and what they're up against, which might be different than what we're up against in this world, are taken into consideration. And somehow fuels the information that is out there. And don't forget, we have all the possibilities for having a very national audience for this. It's not just, definitely, yes, we have to focus on our region, but we can be heard on the internet anywhere in this world, So we have the ability to affect things. And that means, really looking thoughtfully at our programming schedule and figuring out how we do that in a thoughtful manner. We're all going to have our different opinions on this, but I think we need to start with sort of what do we mean by community radio? What does that mean? Is it sufficient to give various groups an hour, a half hour, plug them in, let them do their thing? Although their thing might be very different than another community's thing. One person might, one show might be wanting to express just rage and outrage about how that segment of our population is treated. And another, and if we're doing this as organizing communities, are we looking at hosts as being people who are really plugged into that community rather than just simply on the surface they match that demographic? Maybe we're talking about having community leaders as hosts, heads of organizations. I mean, how are we regarding this? What is the best way we can go about this? And how do we keep people tuned in throughout the day so that we're not turning people off? Because from 9 to 10, they hear this, and from 10 to 11, it's something totally different that would not interest the listener that was tuned in for the hour before, that it's not likely. How do we keep people with us, or whenever they tune in, they're going to hear something that they want to listen to? There are times when I turn on the radio and there's no way in God's earth I am going to listen to that program. I change immediately. I'd like that to not be the case. I'd like to be able to hear something, you know, that I could stand listening to, and I'd like that to be true to people with tastes other than my own as well, as much as possible. So it's kind of defining who our audience is and what we want to do with them. This is a very divided board. It's a very divided station. I have a feeling we might be able to agree on some of this. And, you know, I think we'll get down to specific programs. We probably might disagree. But I think it's time for us to really look beyond our factions. And quite frankly, I mean, you know, Khan mentioned the Program Council, and it is my concern with the Program Council that we have very few people making decisions, and whoever holds the power in terms of number of votes from one faction or another is going to have their say about specific programs and programmers, and it's going to be a programmer I know who's sympathetic to me, who will stick with my faction, who will help us. It doesn't really matter whether the program is great or not, and that is my real concern with this. So I just tossed that out on top of the couple of emails I sent.
Thank you, Sasha. Others? David?
Bonnie Simmons said something once a while back about how it shouldn't be each programmer talking narrowly to one community, but talking about that community for everybody else. You know, it shouldn't be just talking to your own people. It should be presenting that culture or faction or whatever it is, you know, in a way that more people can understand it. And I really like that interpretation of the mission.
Khan.
I think a lot of the things which Sasha has raised are the heart of really the discussion we should have. I would like to say I do not think of KPFA as a community radio station. And I don't think it was set up to be a community radio station. I think that it is a station which reflects a lot of communities, but it reflects it for a much wider audience. And to me, that is the direction that we have to go in. And that is why I feel like, you know, I'll give you a perfect example. We're doing a huge long program, basically a whole day, on 9/11. I know there are a lot of people out there who feel strongly about 9/11. I'm not one of them. But I think the crisis in this country is around things like unemployment. And why are we doing a whole day on unemployment? And that touches on a huge, wide variety of communities. All communities are hit by unemployment except that top 3% or whatever. And to me, that's my politics. I'm not saying we're going to agree on politics here, but I do not see KPFA as a series of little atomized communities which have a voice. That, to me, is not the direction we should be going in. I don't think it's going to grow our base, and I don't think it's where we can have the greatest influence. And if we don't have influence in this country, you know, we're going to lose. And we lose. This is going to be a rough country to raise our kids in.
Agreed. Andrea.
Well, I actually need a community radio station because as an activist and as somebody who's trying to make change locally, I need a place, you know, when the police put a bag on somebody's head and beat the crap out of them and do this kind of stuff. Being able to get anywhere near an airwave at this point is really crucial in making them believe that there's some kind of accountability. And the ability to be able to mobilize and to activate locally is hugely important. Personally, I think the crucial word is about balance. Yeah, I definitely need to be informed about what's going on nationally and internationally, and it seems like Pacifica has made some strides towards creating the kind of, you know, free speech radio news and Democracy Now and some content that can be shared. We don't have to recreate the wheel every time. But I need a local community radio station. I think it's also relevant whether or not we're supposed to be a free speech radio station. Because I think, you know, either we're a free speech radio station and we're providing a forum for diverse ideas, or we're kind of a quasi-united, like, kind of like united front. Like we have a political program or a political philosophy. Like most folks would say KPFA is a leftist radio station. You know, is that really, you know, and as we grow older, as KPFA grows older, it becomes more and more of kind of a, there's certain things like you're not, like Gary Null thing, you're not allowed to consider it. You're not allowed to think about it, and you're not allowed to hear about it on KPFA, because that's outside of some people's notion of what's politically okay to talk about. Or 9/11, that's outside of some people's idea of what's okay to talk about. And so there's been a narrowing. And again, when I look at the history of KPFA, there was a much broader notion of just the ideas being discussed, that there was a lot more intellectual diversity and issue diversity and political diversity. Maybe that's not what we want anymore. Maybe we do want a radio station that acts as an organ of a united front, a leftist front. But I think it'd be kind of cool to be clear about that. But I also kind of say this, that I don't like to hear, you know, I don't like, there's something, we're used to celebrities, and that there's celebrity radio, and you go, oh, that's Mr. Sunshine, I always hear Mr. Sunshine, I know Mr. Sunshine better than I know my own family, because I hear Mr. Sunshine every day, and Mr. Sunshine isn't everywhere, isn't necessarily the people. There's the rough and tumble of democracy. There's people who are inarticulate. They're not smooth and polished, but they're the ones getting fired at. They're the ones who are in the trenches. They're the ones, they're the eyewitnesses to their own oppression. And they deserve a spot on the radio, not because they're talented, articulate, you know, super duper radio personalities, but because they're witnesses to some of the terrible, horrible, awful truths that are taking place in the society. And I hate to have these perspectives regurgitated, and they have to go through the mind primarily of older white dudes. And then they get broadcast on the radio, and that's the analysis that I get exposed to from KPFA, predominantly, not exclusively, but a lot of it. And so I don't want to lose that feeling of that the radio station is accessible to a variety of folks, and you're not going to like it all. And if we liked it all, then I think there would be a problem.
Okay. Call to adjourn.
Folks, Rich Withers, it's 4 o'clock, and so I think we need to stop. I apologize to those of you who didn't get a chance to speak, but remember what you heard and bring it back next time. And if we can all agree, maybe we can put this discussion earlier on the agenda. It's old business now. Yeah, we need to move it up. Okay. Thank you all very much. Those of you who didn't help set up, I hope you'll stick around and help clean up. They have something coming in here at 5 o'clock, and they want us to put all the chairs and tables away.